I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. This episode is a best wishes debate. I will present my guests with two wishes connected by a theme, and they will debate which one you should take if presented with both. Previously, we had, would you rather never get hungry, can't starve, or never have any food taste less than delicious? My audience favored practicality over indulgence. Final results, 75% no hungry on Twitter, and 60% no hungry on Facebook. This week, we're choosing between being visitors or visited. Would you rather aliens come to Earth or you get to visit aliens? I'm joined by Velvet Wells and Bree Watson for this very close encounter. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Velvet Wells.
Hey.
And Bree Watson.
Hello.
And we're doing one of our best wishes debates, and it's on the theme of aliens, and we're choosing between either aliens come to Earth or you travel to aliens. Which side did you pick in this debate, Velvet?
I am with the right side of history. Mm-hmm. You travel to aliens.
And what about you, Brie?
Look, I think that all of, you know, what we've seen on TV has shown that, like, negative elements of aliens coming to Earth. But I'm here to tell you that it could have some very positive consequences. So I am pro aliens coming to Earth.
I'm curious to have you go into the specifics on that, Bree. What do you think are the positive consequences of aliens coming to Earth?
I mean, we don't know who's out there. They might have all kinds of... Look, we're standing in a planet that's dying, you know? There might be aliens out there who have some serious solutions to things like climate change, all of the things that things like energy, renewable energy. If aliens are smart enough to make their way over to us, I think they can help us. I don't think it necessarily has to always be about probing.
Oh, I would have included that in the positives.
Hey, we're not saying there can't be any probing.
Right? I don't think the way they do it is the nice kind. I don't think they make it fun for anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this not a pro versus anti-probing debate? Okay. Okay.
Let's rewind.
I think if Ryzen's come to Earth, I think they have some fun ways of doing the probing.
That's right.
What about you, Velvet? What do you want to say? What are the things you most want to see when you visit an alien world? What are you hoping for?
I want to see how other people do it. I want to see how they live. I want to see these Edens where they have solved for so many of the problems that humans create for themselves. I want them to be able to have social engagements where no one feels awkward and has to disappear suddenly. I want to feel those moments where you can have a debate and it doesn't get personal, where you don't have one group of people taking resources or land or lives from other people. Those are all things that humans do poorly. Mm-hmm. And so I want to go and see these other model societies, other model worlds. And also, like, the idea that you have to breathe oxygen to survive, you have to be on the ground to survive, like, that's so limiting. That is so human required. If you have alien species, you are going to have alien solutions and alien requirements. I want to be where the aliens are.
Well,
sounds
I think
like
you
a
make
musical some... number coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, look, I'm going to win this debate.
Well, we'll leave that up to the audience. But I have a little question, I guess. Like, if you're talking about an alien that doesn't necessarily have the same biological requirements as humans, then you might end up having to spend all your time in some sort of enviro suit, or like only being able to be out of it in your own bedroom or something like that.
But I'm okay with that because I'm not Riker. I'm not looking to plant my seed in everywhere I go.
That's not what you were saying about the probing a second ago.
Look. There's still planting involved, Bray. It's fine. But there are so many ways that you can engage. And yes, there are going to be hostile entities out there. That's going to happen. But there are also that potential for the positives and to learn from each other or to learn from, to be mentored by. To me, the idea of us not being just limited to this one planet means that the diversity of thought is going to expand.
Hmm. What about you, Bree? Do you have any thoughts on that? Any counters?
I think that all the things that Velvet has mentioned are also possible if we are the people greeting our, you know, fellow aliens on Earth. They can share these ideas, share these philosophies, share these abilities with us, and we don't have to spend, you know, millions and kajillions of dollars wasting the resources we do have, aka Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, developing the technology, you know, to go out there when those funds could be better spent right here on Earth, solving the issues that we do have, like hunger and things. We can be ambassadors for these people to come, or these creatures, these aliens, to come to us.
I mean,
and
I think they prefer people to creature. I can't imagine.
I'm pretty sure. I think Bree shows exactly why planet Earth is not going to be the Walmart greeters of the universe.
I will use whatever term that they suggest I use. I have no problem adjusting to whatever title they choose, and I'm sure we won't either if we're the happy ambassadors to them right here on Earth.
I'll say just take creature off your list.
Okay, I won't say creature. I'll just scratch creature out of the conversation. There are, can't there be cute creatures and interesting creatures?
Wow.
Is that a terrible word?
A little bit.
Oh, I take it back. I'm sorry.
I do like how your argument basically is like, yeah, I want to meet aliens, but I don't want to commute.
It's not about commuting. It's about wasting precious resources and creating more damage to the planet than we already have.
So unfortunately, I think that that's a fallacious argument because the whole idea of the money, spending the money, well, money's not real. It is a concept. People like
in
Bezos,
Star Trek.
Even the Musks and the Bezos and all of them, they could divert some of their funds to solving the world's problems and still have plenty left for the exploration. Exploration will always be an edge case in the development of any society. So you need to have that, otherwise there's stagnation there. So you can do both. It is that human nature is to not do both. It is to hoard and to, call people creatures.
I also think that it is human nature to explore other countries and try to
exploit. That's
exploit
the word.
Them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I see that happening if we go out to other worlds and planets as well. We can't be the debate isn't on the nature of humanity. It's will they come here or do we go to them? And I think there's plenty to gain from welcoming them here and asking. Asking for all of these, you were mentioning, exchanges of knowledge and of science and of resources that can all happen right here and help us right here with the problems that we are facing.
So your position is that Earth is the college credit or the work term for the rest of the aliens to come and help us get better.
Not necessarily.
I guess we're the charity case. Is kind
right.
of what you think.
Yes.
Like we're they're all helping us, and we're very much
in
the victim position. I guess.
At the moment, I think you're asking. At the moment, I see that we have a problem with our planet, and if we are able to. Formulate exchanges and something. Yeah, I guess the problem with that is that eventually my exchanges are going to involve one of us going with them. So hang on a second. let me think about that. If they come here and they want to use us for any future research on us, on our anthropology or sociology, or if they want to learn from us, that is also something that can be truly beneficial.
What is it about humans? I mean, in science fiction especially, humans are always posited as there's something unique about them that doesn't exist anywhere else. And, that's a really good hype job. But what is, if an alien...
It's because humans are the ones coming up with the idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, for you...
A lot of the time what it is humans are seen as the default average. Like, they're the medium-sized species, They were never the smallest or the biggest. There's always, there's big ones, and there's small ones, and there's smart ones, and there's dumb ones. And humans are average.
Well, or they think so differently
right.
from how any other civilized culture in the universe would think.
That's because we haven't developed any, or we haven't encountered any other civilized species.
So
yet.
We're underdeveloped. Like I'm trying to think of like in
you're
terms
saying,
of
let's go out to space. There might not be anything out there at all, right? What a tremendous waste of resources that would be. At least here, the aliens who presumably actually exist are coming to us as opposed to us going out there and thinking, gee, I hope there's something out here.
So the argument that is that because we don't know enough of the universe, we don't know where we're going, and therefore it's a waste to even try.
No, not a waste.
You said it's a waste of resources.
It's a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Is it a waste to try? Well, I suppose my argument in this case is that at least if they are coming here, we know they exist. It is a concrete fact. And we're not sending people out to gather nothing.
But this side of the argument is that we are traveling to aliens, so we know that they exist, okay, just like we know that they exist because they've landed on our planet.
Right. So I guess in Bree's defense is we don't know how far a trip it is, how sure. far commute it is. So it might be really hard to get information back. It might be really hard.
You might end up going there and you do a bunch of learning, and then it doesn't benefit anybody else but yourself. It's a completely selfish endeavor.
Generation ship. Absolutely. It's likely that I personally wouldn't live to see the end of that journey, that it would be great grandkids that would continue that on. In terms of selfish, it's not selfish. Well, I mean, okay, I'm just choosing where I'm buried.
This wish is saying you get to meet aliens, but maybe it's like a cryo sleep thing, right? You get to meet them, but like you can't send anything back.
There are lots of variables here.
That part's not guaranteed.
There are so many variables.
Okay.
Basically, I want an alien to come to me in my sleep.
Wow.
Okay, this is getting a little bit too personal.
Are you sure? Probing revelation.
You want to put this on?
And, take me to a different place consciously. How about that?
This still sounds like the not wanting to commute, not wanting to travel. Yeah. You want to get the Uber Eats of alien visits.
Yeah. Okay, I tipped 5 stars.
Yeah, that's right. They
literally did, five stars away.
They did a really great job getting here. That is my main argument, right? That's the main argument in this is it's much easier for us if they come here than it is if we go there. What else do I have to say? You know, I think Velvet has the obvious upper hand because there's a million worlds out there that we can visit. And I'm trying to say, come to this fucking racist piece of shit world we live in.
Actually, I think that's your soundbite right there.
Yeah. You sold for this.
Do you want a trip to the past where racism is still real? Come to Earth.
It's a time capsule.
Earth is set up like a pioneer village for aliens.
That's right. Really, yeah. It's a Disney World for the aliens where they can see how much better they have it.
It's a small world after all. Yeah.
I don't think I want to be a small world. I don't want to be someone's example of what a pre-warp culture is like. And they point and laugh at me.
This is the example of what not to do.
I just want to find out what happened to Mulder's sister, you guys. That's it. I just want to know. They're here among us cloning. What? They're already here, right? There's another thing.
See, I'm fine with them already being here in some ways. I feel bad for them that they're already here.
Yeah, it's a shitty planet.
But the idea of us exploring, of having adventure, of knowledge sharing, of being able to send it back. Yeah, it's, you know, maybe some people have already gone and we just haven't received that information back from them. We don't know.
I do think it is funny, though, that some people, a.k.a. Velvet, right now would be like, yeah, I would love to go explore, space and other worlds and other planets and things. But we, you know, we're talking about how politically and in many ways Earth is, you know, a garbage fire right now, but I think it is worth exploring the beautiful parts of the planet that we do have. I went to the mountains this year, and what a majestic and amazing thing that is, right? Just out of nowhere, there's these beautiful geographical markings that we have all along the planet. That granted,
impressed with big rocks.
That might, you know, maybe that exists in many different forms in other planets. But I do think, I don't think it's right to just discredit our planet. And I personally would enjoy being a tour guide to a visitor right here on Earth. Maybe I'd stick away from, you know, the southern United States.
don't look down there.
There's nothing going on over there. I don't think it's fair to discount what we have and just leave it on fire and fly away to another planet because then we'll just do more of the same with any other society that we encounter.
Well, only if we had enough people doing it all at once. I think I agree. I agree that Earth has a lot of natural resources that are beautiful and amazing. And it is unfortunately the way our society is built that that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. That the things that count are, you know, and I think of that for myself. It's I love everything that you just said. And I remember I've gone diving, scuba diving, and I love that. But also the idea of being out in nature is like, yeah, can you have that delivered? I feel that dissonance even within myself. But I have spent most of my life being ready to peace off of this planet that I'm not willing
who's to.
Say
you, who's to say you wouldn't be like, meh, I don't feel like leaving the spaceship today?
Oh, yeah, which is why when you said what happens if the environments aren't quite conducive to humans,
right.
It's like, yeah, that's okay. Oh, so I'm inside today? That's fine. Yeah, it's beautiful. Send me a picture. That's fine. Okay. Can I Google it?
There is something I do want to bring up. You've both presented aliens to an almost utopian degree. Like,
yeah, that's
everything
true.
Sorted out.
Of course.
I would like you guys to talk about let's say they're like... Yeah, they're pretty good. I'm not saying we've got like invading aliens, totalitarian aliens, destroying Earth or anything like that. But let's say
already got enough of those in real life right now.
Yeah. We're full up. And these are positive wishes in the grand scheme. But let's say they're aliens that aren't perfect. There are still some parts of their culture that maybe we don't want to take on or that we don't want to experience. How do you guys think that will favor or disfavor your side or the opponent's side?
Well, then I'd like to introduce them to my Colt 45.
Welcome to Earth.
I mean, that's one way to do it, I guess.
I think that even in the utopian version of things, of them having a solution to help us, there is going to be resistance to it because they're going to come from the most loving place. And humans are going to be like, no, we don't want to do it your way. We want you to fix our way of doing it. It's like, that's not possible. So I think that there's going to be that friction that exists. By traveling to where they are, it is up to you to acclimate to that new thing. And as much as you don't like it.
Oh, yeah, there's never been look at the history of humans going to, you know, other places and being like, no, I'm cool doing it your way.
True. So we may be in the ship because we're impounded. They're like, no, you're permanently quarantined because
there it is. Yeah.
You're the virus.
Yeah, you didn't fill out the paperwork properly. I didn't know you guys had paper.
Yeah.
You guys didn't download the app.
That's right. Before you left.
The struggle is real, you guys.
But yeah, I guess it'd be harder to protect Earth from any sort of cultural influence we don't like, because I mean, they're here, right? Like, there's nothing we can do about. There's no way to set up a buffer if it's
almost like if they're coming here. I guess it would depend what they want. Like, if they're coming here to steal our resources, for example, if that's the kind of alien they are, you know, or if they're coming here because their land has become uninhabitable or whatever. You know, is it just a matter of creating a really good, alien immigration process? And I feel like Canada is well equipped for this.
The alien immigration is going to be their immigration system. They're going to decide where we are.
Deciding
where they are.
We're taking over this part. You guys can figure out where you end up. I mean, it depends on how resourceful or what amount of resources they have, how violent they are, if they have powers or anything.
I mean, it could be smaller stuff too. Like, it could just be like their version of a handshake is a wet willy and that just like catches on. So then like even humans.
That's just fun. That's just fun stuff.
I think you've just made clear to me why mullets are still around.
That's aliens. Velvet, you could totally pull off a mullet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Especially those, like, they've got those, like, nice perm ones that are coming back. Yeah. Yep.
I have to admit, I've been working on my rat tails just as a,
Does that mean you're an alien?
Yes, it does. That's why I want to leave again. I feel like the danger of more hostile aliens is it's a matter of scale. If we're traveling to these other alien worlds, then, you know, it's a smaller number of people who are impacted negatively by it, as opposed to if they come to Earth, it's all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, we have organizations like I say we, but really, it's like the Canadians don't. Really, it's the Americans who have organizations, you know, like the military and the CIA and the FBI, who have worked already tirelessly to, you know, protect the Earth from alien invasion.
Not with good track records. I mean, I know you've watched that propaganda show, The X-Files, but historically, track record, not so great.
Yeah, as far as with other humans go, horrible, but with aliens...
Well, yes. I hope we don't have to deploy XCOM, but we'll see.
Guys, it's weird. There's this creepy dude smoking a cigarette hanging out behind me.
But he doesn't smoke it with his mouth, so I'm pretty sure he's an alien.
The fact he keeps sticking it in his ear.
Yeah.
He wet willies his smokes, man.
He still looks cool, but like I don't think it's doing anything for him. All right, let's do some final arguments. Let's try to convince our audience that your side is best. I will give the opening remarks to Bree. How do you convince people that aliens should come to Earth?
I can't.
Don't give up, Bree. Come on.
Do it.
Okay. We have such an incredibly diverse group of people and beliefs and ideas and ideologies, and we have such incredible art and culture and food and just all the best parts about humanity are still here, even though the most nasty ones are the ones that get the most press and tend to speak the loudest. And I think if, you know, another species was able to come here and experience the best that we have to offer in not just our world, but in ourselves, I think that would be a tremendous experience for a being from another planet. It could create long-lasting relations and long-lasting exchanges and diplomatic ties, all the best of humanity connected with all the best of another world, another species, could really, you know, deepen our experience in this planet, or in this planet, on this planet, and in this universe.
No, oh, it's very beautiful, Bree. That's really, you trying to found a federation right there.
That's right.
I think you threw alien cuisine under the bus somewhere in the middle there, so no cock for you.
I haven't had the opportunity to try it, you know? That's where Velvet's points are going to go.
Right there. Yeah, this is the foodie perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hear Klingon food isn't that great, though.
Wow.
Jeez, you're getting canceled for this one, Brady.
You wrote this beautiful five-paragraph and you ended with that conclusion?
Okay. It just doesn't... I can't digest it.
Does that make you
a little bit?
All right. So how about you, Velvet? What are your closing remarks for why you should go to aliens?
Humans have historically been very nomadic, very adventurous, and this is the next leg of our journey. We have such experience being immigrants into new places. And while historically we have not learned how to be hospitable to the guests who invite us into those spaces, we believe that aliens have learned those lessons. And if they haven't learned those lessons, well, we have experience with that. We know how to fight back. But
I don't like that implication, but I get it.
It's not a threat. It's lived experience.
It really sounded like a threat.
Photons aren't charged, but it's not a threat. So We understand that mentality, and we will be able to acclimate to that. But we are hoping, we are holding on to hope. If all of the writers about humans have said that humans offer something different from other aliens, I'm hoping that it's hope. I'm hoping that it is, they are seeing the goodwill as the Goodwill Hunting. Or the Goodwill Martian. In conclusion, try the gawk.
Yeah. All right. Velvet pushing us towards that final frontier. So we've had our arguments from both sides, but what about you, audience? Where would you vote? Would you rather have aliens come to us, or would you rather go and visit aliens? And we'll have another wish to break down soon. Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email BreakAWishPod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at BreakAWish.ca. For more Bree Watson, go to ImprovNiagara.com. They've got both live shows and classes. Also check out her podcast, The Constant Struggle, where she and her brother interview different artists. For more Velvet Wells, he's running a 6-week workshop in January on musical improv. And in the summer, he'll be at the Ottawa Fringe Festival. Find the details on thevelvetduke.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.